Hello, everybody, and welcome to Remember Who You Really Are, a show that we have been doing for some time now in collaboration with Awake TV. And we are very happy that today we have another episode. And we have a specific subject in mind for this episode. So thank you for being here with us.
Namaste to all of you. And we have to confess, we are thinking to do this work, I would say a little bit deeper than we started, which is like 10, 15 years ago, right? With workshops all over the world. And I'm talking about the work with children. I would say today it is connected also with the survival of humanity, this work. And you might think it's about children. It's not. It's about us, the parents, grandparents, teachers, educators, people from all over the world, that they interact, they speak with children, they educate, they mentor children, right? So it's a, I would say, beyond important subject. I have to say that the crisis that the world is already from more than a year, right, brought a lot of, I would say, important things that we have to solve. And one of them, I would say, on the top, together with cleaning Mother Earth, the same importance has, it is related with children energy, and how we cope with children energy. Because I know it sounds funny, but we are now exposed fully to the children energy. We are almost 24 hours, 7 days with our children. So it is a blessing, but also a huge step for us that we have to take.
We have been getting a lot of questions the last years, but I think it's been more intense this last year about children, right? And about, from parents, about their children, about concerns that they have about their children, especially with the different lockdowns around the world, where children had to stay indoors, where children were isolated, where, you know, it was a very different daily life than the one that we tend to have. Children tend to go to school, we tend to go to work. So suddenly this disruption that has happened showed so many things that we need to work on. And our children are our future, are what we've, it's, you're growing them, right, to be the world. They're gonna be the world, they're gonna be our society. Are we growing them? Are we showing them things that they will be able to create a society that they will actually feel happy in? Or are we still engraving them with whatever we have been taught? One of the main issues that people have been talking about, parents, especially of teenagers, right, is that their children are lost. They don't know. They don't know where they're going. They don't know why. They don't. And this, unfortunately, pushes them to extremes, right? And asking themselves, why am I here? What am I doing? And This is what we have been showing them so far. We haven't, since our society, our generations have not realized the purpose of our life, have not found peace, have not found unity with oneness. Our children are lost, thinking that money, careers, families are all there is to this life. Since they're seeing all these institutions collapsing today, they're wondering, why am I working for? What am I studying for? What is there that I want to do in my life? I don't like any of what I see. And this brings them into despair. So I do feel that our work as parents, our work as the School of the Heart, has a huge responsibility in showing our children that there is a beautiful life, that we can all have a wonderful life, a happy life, united, first of all, with inner peace, connected with oneness, connected with God. And we need to show them how beautiful being in this body is. We need to remember for ourselves, we need to show our children the same thing. And we have, one of the things that we have done some time ago is that we've created a program that is already in the School of the Heart, and it's a pre-recorded program. We have worked with Rossi, who's a wonderful teacher. She's been working with children for many, many years in Mexico. So we've created this beautiful program called The Intuitive Child. And it's there, it's an online program, it's 8 sessions that you can take at your own pace, work with them, take exercises for parents, for educators, exercises for children, many, many, many exercises in this program. And what we are working on today, which I think it's also very important. So our initial idea about all this was for us to have a retreat where you can come with your children and then we can do exercises for children, right? Heart imagery exercises, chanting mantra exercises.
We might still have it in the future, yeah. It's on our it's a project.
Yes.
And it will happen. I could see it in the future, so it will happen.
Until that day, until we are able for all of us to come together,
next year.
Decided to have an online course. And in this online course that is for 5 days and it's in March, we will be doing exercises, different movement exercises, different awareness exercises with the children, right? With the parents, with the grandparents, whoever brings their children, you'll be together and we will be doing different things and different activities to allow children to reconnect with themselves, be playful at the same time, and understand the essence of who they are and how beautiful life is, right? And maintain that throughout their adulthood. So the more we emphasize at these young ages and allow them to understand that, they're gonna carry that into their adulthood.
So, actually last week I spoke with Rossi. I got to mention about our beloved friend Rossi, renowned teacher, teacher of the heart and also teacher of the children. Worldwide, not just in Mexico, she was teaching a lot of workshops. Already well known, the children who could see with the masks on and wonderful stuff. And Rossi was telling me a very worrying trend that we also notice parents speaking with her, and they also spoke with us they cannot basically cope with the energy of the children. The children are home, and they are literally filled with energy, and because the parents are not ready to receive this energy and let this energy to go, because we are vessels, right? Now, if our vessels are already filled with our thoughts, it is almost impossible to receive the energy of the child. A child is a, we say, an empty vessel, right? A vessel of God, right? So they basically, anything that goes through them multiplies and comes to us in big waves of energy. So we really need to learn how to work this energy, right? I was talking with Drambolo end of last year, and Agathe spoke actually yesterday or 2 days ago with Drambolo, and we realized that what happened in the 1990s and 2000, 2005, 2010, it was this new generation of children, right? And some of them, we call them indigo children. Some of them rainbow children. Some of them crystal children. This generation does not exist anymore now. Now all the children that are coming, I would say in the last 5 years, they are all with a constant, same, powerful, brilliant energy. There is no, I would say, difference how it used to be in 1990s, especially when we had a couple of children that they were able to do things that they were inconceivable until then, right? Now, any child that comes has the same potential, right? Which means good news and bad news. Now, the good news is that we have a new generation of, I would say, light workers, a mass generation of light workers. Bad news, we have to be ready for them. And we are not. So basically, after all the feedback we've got this couple of weeks, and I literally mean weeks, we have decided to completely change our program and to hurry up what we wanted to do basically end of this year, next year, which means a full week, Monday to Friday, one session per day with a parent and a child, or parents and a child, or grandparents and a child, or grandparent and a child, or the teacher and the child, or just the teacher, or if the parents want just the child, where we basically work some techniques, really important basic techniques, the base of the pyramid, where we soften the energy and we try to bring this gap, right? Children, parents, closer and closer and closer and closer, right? So basically we are able, after a week of working together, and that will be level one, we hope in the summer we have the level two, and maybe later in the autumn, maybe level three advance. So basically we want to go through each step, right? Beginning, middle, intermediate, and advance through this very, very important work, right? So there is no difference now. A child comes with pure energy, literally a pure vessel. And there is no extraordinary, specific, powerful, superpower, super child. No. Now the children are all the same and they have a wonderful energy. And it seems that this crisis, it really helps us to work this energy. Even if we are not comfortable, even if we are not happy sometimes and we feel lost in this ocean of energy around us and we just want to, you know, close the door and just to stay there, we still need to learn how to work with the children, right? It is a wonderful opportunity. As I said at the beginning, this crisis is bringing two really important things that today we really have to fix it. And it's not by chance. The crisis came at this time when, at the planetary level, mass destruction, forests, the ocean, CO2, Mother Earth, basically she is systematically destroyed by us, right? We, the most advanced, the most intelligent, but unfortunately not wise. So the knowledge doesn't mean we are wise, right? Having knowledge doesn't mean we are wise. So this is the first subject, but the second subject that is connected with literally our future as human beings is the children. So this is a very important event, right? That we really have to embrace it and work it. My feeling is that everything is going to work in the right way, in a sense that we are really ready today to work with the children. I've seen it all over the world the last, I would say, 2 years, either going with Agati teaching or in our Zoom meetings, that parents and children, teachers, educators, mentors are willing to take the risk and go in this ocean of energy and work with the children. And we have to do this step, right?
It's you know, it's a great school having children, and you learn so many things about yourself, mostly, because they reflect so purely and mirror everything that's going on inside, right? So it's a really good experience in order to find the balance in that, right? We have lots of people that have concerns about their children. When children are young, they are, like Daniel said, you know, earlier, they have so much energy, right? They're connected with everything. They're connected with nature. They're connected with whatever we allow them, right? Whatever we show them. One of the things that we have found that is very, very important for children is to be out in the nature, to be able to explore, to be able to find games on their own that they can do, improvise, use their creativity, right? And I guess it's new because older generations, we did not have all these screens in front of us. So we grew up in different ways. However, for the new generations now, all the screens and all the games and all these indoor mind activities are overwhelming. So if you notice your child usually we have tend to notice with different children that it makes them even angry. It makes them lost. So when a child spends too much time in front of a screen playing a game or being in a screen doing whatever, then it changes their whole world, right? They have not yet developed emotionally. They have not yet developed mentally. They cannot discern how long, what is good, what is not, the repercussions of things. So always letting them or encouraging them or you spending time with them, being outdoors, right? It's a huge, huge thing. It sounds very simple, and it is very simple, but it's a huge thing. And especially if you are in big cities, right? In apartments where children tend to be spending more time indoors, it needs an extra effort from the parent, from the educator, from the grandparent. But it's so important for us as well, right? As adults, it's very important. For children, it's even more because they get to express all the energy. They get to move all the energy into their body. We tend to have our schools today tend to have a system where it's more, you know, it's sitting down listening. It's not enough for children. Now there are some countries that are starting to implement other systems in regards to moving, having activities in different ways, allowing children to spend more time outdoor. But as parents, we still have a lot of responsibility in regards to that because our children don't get enough of nature time. So it doesn't matter how cold or warm it is. You will see if you start a program with your child where you say that, you know, every day we spend half an hour, and an hour, 2 hours outdoors, and we do things. It could be play time, it could be cultivating time, it could be looking at the birds time, it could be anything, right? You will see a difference in your child. You will see that your child will start being calmer, more relaxed, maybe more playful if they're not as, maybe less introvert if they're introverts. So it tends to balance out their energy in ways that we cannot explain orally to them, right? So the energy works in such a way. Mother Earth is here and is working with us in so many different ways. So that's one of the most important things that we're doing. And it's...
Last couple of years, a lot of parents, they came to us and start telling us that my son or my daughter is a special child and is doing these specific activities. And we have tried to explain to the parents. There is a very interesting trend in the parents. The parents, and this is clearly some people might not be comfortable, but it's connected with the ego of the parents, right? Because the children are pure, right? So, and I know a lot of parents, their ego wants their children to be super powerful, paranormal children, but what we want to do is not connected with this, right? We got a lot of questions and requests from different groups all over the world asking us to teach the children to read with mask or do specific things. And we are not going to do that. We are going to work the energy between the parent and the child. We are working together, this powerful energy, making this soft transition from this huge gap that is today to a wonderful, harmonized relationship. This is our purpose with this specific 1 week of working together. So if you expect, like a couple of our friends, they say they want their children to see through the walls or make things to disappear or fly, this is not going to happen. What we want to do is to work some really important, basic, fundamental, energetically issues that are now. And we will see later the development of other capabilities that might come after the base of the pyramid is done. So it's going to be a very interesting workshop with some imagery, very powerful, specific exercises for children, parents together, or children educated together, that are going to be very, very interesting. Of course, the work of parent, child, Mother Earth, it's a, I consider, I can say, a holy trinity. A parent, child, and Mother Earth, right? Very important energy, right? Because the child is there, channeling, if I can say, the pure energy of Mother Earth, and in a much better way than the parents. So in a way, if we can somehow harmonize this energy coming from Mother Earth, so powerful through children, that would be wonderful. So we have couple of surprises in this wonderful event that's going to happen, I think, in mid-March,
so 15th until the 19th of March.
15th to 19th March this year, 2021. Maybe you are not a parent. Maybe you are just a simple meditator, or maybe you are a business person, or maybe you are just somebody who never ever was interested to work with children. But I'm telling you, what about your inner child? What about yourself, right? What about if you just come and you just do these exercises, even if you are not a parent, for yourself? See how it is. Maybe somewhere there inside of you, there is something. And I know, because there is in me and in Agati and in all of our friends, there is that inner child that sometimes the emotional traumas that affected all of us are still there. So it might be also a good opportunity for people who are just simply looking to clean their inner child, to do some of the exercises that might be simple. And you might think, why I need to sing with the children? Because you need to harmonize your inner child. So a wonderful event coming up soon, in a couple of days. And basically, this is the beginning of a much bigger project where we hope we are going to involve more agencies, if I can say that, a sponsor worldwide. We have some big projects that we really want to do it, helping children, and trying also to go further for emotional trauma, abuses, addictions, and so on. special programs that we are looking in the School of the Heart in collaboration with a couple of our important sponsor partners. So this is a wonderful time we are living, and we are looking actually forward to work all together with our wonderful new generation, our children, who may be part of this workshop. So how old?
So I would say that children that could stay from depending how young,
focus,
right? Yeah, that they could focus a
but
bit.
It's like 45 minutes a session, 1 hour.
Our sessions will be live, so they're going to be live sessions. They're going to be 45 minutes, not too long for children to be able to keep attention. So I would say maybe 6 years old, depending on your child.
Minimum,
depending,
right? Five, six, so I would say.
Depending how you know best, if they can stay and focus on it or not. And then up to no age, up to adults that want to do this, I want to feel again this energy, this nurture the inner child. It's going to be as interactive as possible. So we are very happy that we are very happy that we are able to do this. We are able to offer this, and it is one of our future projects in the School of the Heart to do more work, as Daniel said, to collaborate with different agencies, to collaborate with different organizations, and for us to be able to offer these or similar events to a wider audience. That I think what has been happening has showed that there are a lot of people that need this information or these techniques and these teachings that unfortunately might not have access to it. So it is one of our future projects, exploring how we can actually offer this work and these techniques to people that are, you know, not as lucky as us. So we are very grateful for your support and for you being with us. This is how we grow. This is how we do what we do, because of all of you. And thank you.
Namaste. We love you.
We love you.